Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Miley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Miley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV Wednesday.
Well, it's inconceivable that anybody could be so incompetent, stupid, use any word you want to use, to imagine that you take out your military before you take out your U.S. citizens and civilians and others that maybe helped us.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Speaking only to media ally ABC News on Wednesday, President Biden said U.S. troops may stay past the 31 August deadline to evacuate all Americans and allies from Afghanistan.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out. Depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
A President Obama-appointed federal judge in Alaska ruled against an oil drilling project in the state, arguing that the Interior Department did not adequately measure the true environmental impact of the project. In her opinion, Judge Sharon Gleason of the U.S. District Court of the District of Alaska argued that the Bureau excluded levels of greenhouse gas emissions in its environmental impact. The ConocoPhillips Willow Project was granted approval under President Trump and was backed by the Biden administration. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
President Biden, speaking to media ally ABC News on Wednesday, says the intelligence community let him down on assessing the Afghan withdrawal.
I think there was no consensus. You go back and look at the intelligence reports. They said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
Former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman on Fox News gives his assessment.
Well, I think there was just a willful decision to ignore the facts on the ground. President Trump negotiated the Doha peace agreement with the Taliban going back to February 2020. Two key components of that were that the Taliban would promise to sever their ties with al-Qaeda, which they did not, and to start a real intra-Afghan dialogue in earnest, designed to bring some reconciliation and a new government in Afghanistan. Neither of those things happened. And I think President Biden was just focused on removing our troops, no matter the consequences. He mischaracterized this as an endless war. Let's remember, we have troops in South Korea deployed there as a tripwire. If they weren't there, I have no doubt that Kim Jong-un and North Korea would likely attack South Korea. In this case, we had a stabilization force of just under 3,000 troops, 6,000 of our NATO partners, as well as about 18,000 contractors keeping that air capability that was so important to deterring the Taliban. And for that, we were able to keep our nation safe.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now you really know it's not going to be easy, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat will join us in just a few seconds. You know, as I was thinking about this, you know, this is what happens when you change management every 4 years. And it's also what happens when you underestimate the power of your vote and the significance of said vote and why elections do matter. Now, what is being said, in a sense, I guess you could say that President Joe Biden has said mission accomplished. you know, if that's but God only knows what the mission was, at least in his mind anyway, or God even knows his mind. But what they're talking about is this Taliban resurgence. And John Guandolo says the U.S. lost the war in 2004. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. It's always great to be on with you, Bill.
Well, John, they didn't teach you this at the Naval Academy, this way to conduct a war or even an exit. Is this like the biggest and worst debacle of a military, a military operation ever in the history of our country?
This is pretty horrific. Yes. You've got the short-term horrific issues, like forcing American C-17 pilots to take off from an unsecured air base, which in and of itself, having C-17s, just the entire way this is being handled is staggeringly unprofessional, and that's being gentle.
Yes.
But you've got that at the local level. You've got the signaling that we're doing because from the Islamic perspective, and by the way, from the perspectives of Russia and China, I would argue, this is viewed as America is fleeing the Taliban, fleeing Afghanistan in a haphazard way because we're scared. That's the way the Islamic world reads it, which means you embolden them globally in everything they're doing. And from a Chinese perspective and Russian, but Chinese perspective, you're telling them America is now running. And if America's running, we can do things in other parts of the world, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and nobody's going to care because
exactly.
America doesn't stand and fight.
Can you imagine Hong Kong and Taiwan right now thinking, what can they count on America for? I mean, not to mention all the other allies. And, of course, China, you know, brilliantly and rapidly affirmed, Taliban rule because they knew there was a whole lot for them to gain in this. I mean, you talk about a major chess move
that was just given to the Chinese and to our other opponents, our other enemies, like you say, like Russia and Iran. You got to know that Iran now is got to be firing up the centrifuges, you know, to no end.
Right. I mean, what you're telling, and this is not, you don't have to be a national security expert, quote unquote, to recognize that when you allow bad people to go unchecked, the bully on the playground that someone stands up to and punches him in the jaw, you know, and then, of course, becomes your buddy. That's, you know, people have to know you're not going to tolerate this, whether it's criminals in a town or it's thugs at the international level. And we are, our behavior signifies we will not stand with you. We're leaving haphazardly. And by the way, our own Secretary of Defense and President of the United States have said we don't give a crap about the Americans stuck there either, by the way.
Amazing.
Whether they live or die. That's what we're telling our own people.
Yeah, yeah. Get an Uber. If you can get an Uber and get to the airport, then, you know, we have a flight for you or something. I mean, it's just absurd. And you talk about not having to be, you know, the need to be a so-called, you know, foreign policy expert. I got to imagine that anybody could do better than this president, as much as Robert Gates himself said that in 50 years, Joe Biden hasn't gotten anything right. And once again, he continues to bat 1,000%, but this time at much more, at a much more dire expense. Because, as you said, the other thing that he left behind and haphazardly leaving, he fortified the Taliban. I heard it said that by virtue of all the military equipment that was left behind, I guess the Taliban's in the position to be, what, the third strongest military on the planet now? Are you kidding me?
Well, they're certainly the most well-armed military in that entire region.
Yes.
Because what they just inherited was everything the Afghan army had, everything. And that's, a lot of that is U.S. supplied weaponry and equipment and technology. Yeah, this is a, I can't, the words I'd like to use as a former active duty Marine officer, I can't use on the radio, but this is an absolute disaster.
I don't know how this administration, I mean, I got to believe, John, the increasing discontent over this by the American people, if they could, they would fire Joe Biden on the spot. I mean, this is indefensible.
Well, what's more, I won't say it's shocking because it is not shocking to me, but in a world where adults were in charge of the U.S. government, constitutionally minded, patriotic adults, somebody would be fired and men would have the honor of resigning. But we don't see that. You know, I often say, you know, within a very short amount of time after the Mumbai attacks in India, the Minister for Security resigned. Since 9/11, nobody's been fired, nobody's resigned, because our leaders don't even have the honor to do that. And nobody in charge has the courage to fire people, or even the ability to recognize that there's something worth firing them over. I mean, but this is what you get when you allow communists to run the U.S. government, which is what you have in people like Lloyd Austin and Kamala Harris.
And, yeah, I mean, when they go, exactly. Yeah, and this is amazing. When they go before Congress and lie to Congress and say, oh, no, we're not concerned about critical race theory, but yet everything about their policies and things that they're telling the troops down line says CRT is the new way of life, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, if you just look at what, you know, the Defense Department and the Cabinet Secretary, you know, Armed Services, the Army and Navy, what they're actually saying is that, hey, here's what we're telling you. I mean, the Secretary of the Navy, we just put something out the other day, put out an all-hands message that said, of the four most pressing concerns to us, me, the Secretary of the Navy, climate change and COVID are our two of the four biggest pressing issues, and he wrote it as Afghanistan.
Amazing. Got to go to break. More from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. 75 years ago, Reverend Charlie Byer started the Gospel Tide Hour radio program to share the gospel message in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. That initial Gospel Tide Hour show that enthralled the surrounding community gave birth to the Tide Ministry, a global network of partners sharing the gospel and making disciples in 30 different languages on three continents. The gospel has the power to change lives all around the world, and our passion is to help as many people as possible find new life in Christ by telling them the good news about Jesus in their own language. We are humbled by what God has enabled us to accomplish over 75 years, and we look forward to what the Lord will do in the next seven decades. To learn about the Tide Ministry's vision to impact even more people over the next 75 years and how you can participate in sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, former Marine Semper Fi, John Guandolo, is with us. And, of course, we're talking about most things Afghanistan, the degradation of the military, what it's been reduced to, and how our commander-in-chief has failed at job one. I mean, John, how do you fail at job one? I asked that question at the same time. I remember that it wasn't that long ago under Obama Biden, they had failed miserably. They had compromised our national security, and it was like, oh, hum. And as you said, nobody gets fired. This is, something that is obvious, that these people, and I mean, these people that do not care about our national security, that are more worried about global warming and critical race theory and other issues of the day that have nothing to do with the most important job, they've abandoned the most critical aspect of their military mission and their objective to get blended into this confused culture. I mean, we are a mess, John Guandolo, and we are so vulnerable that we don't even know it.
Well, that's true, and it's not surprising, I think, to folks that are paying attention, like you and your audience, that this would be the outcome. I mean, Joe Biden has a history of failure and a history of doing nothing productive for, as you mm-hmm. said, 50 years. You don't need to be a geopolitical expert to just look at his record. Go back 40 years, listen to his interviews. Go back 20 years, look at his record, listen to his interviews. Mm-hmm. He is incompetent. He has no rudder on his ship except whatever puts money in Joe Biden's pocket, and he's now in the White House.
Exactly. Well, John, you know, you talk about going, you talk about going back years and hearing interviews. Just go back the other day. The interview after his confusing 17-minute speech, you want to talk about COVID. I mean, here we got people falling off of planes. We've got, shades and memories of Vietnam one more time, and he wants to talk about COVID. And then he goes on an exclusive interview with George Stephanopoulos. And, I mean, it's like, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, what a mess.
It reminds me of the interviews with the, Soviet leadership. And it reminds mm-hmm. me of, Baghdad Bob saying,
yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. The Americans, everything's fine. It's outright lies. And mm-hmm. I'm not giving him any. These people that are like, this just proves he's old and crazy. And he has no capacity to lead. I believe everything that's happening is happening exactly as the Democrat leadership want it and exactly how the Republican leadership wants it. Mm-hmm. These political elites are corrupt to the core. We have people leading our military that are literally communist sympathizers and are advancing the Islamic and communist movements intentionally. And you don't get to say, as a four-star general, hey, I'm not a communist, but everything I'm doing is advancing their movement. And you get to fact, for instance, that General Milley says, I better start learning about what this critical race theory is, tells mm-hmm. me he's unprofessional, unfit for the job. When Mr.
Yes, Biden exactly.
stands up and says what he's saying right now, what's happening in Afghanistan is literally strategically catastrophic for us with regards to how specifically China is going to respond to this in the long term. You have to understand, in places around the world, on various continents, China has troops training the host nation troops. They're doing what we were doing in Afghanistan, and they're going to start doing it there in a much greater level.
Exactly.
In the future.
Right. And, of course, they've secured their positions with investments in those various countries as well, which is another story. John, I want to go back and punctuate what you just said. And that is that what is happening right now in America is purposely orchestrated. This isn't by accident. This is no longer an existential threat. This is being done by the ruling elite, Republican and Democrat alike. American patriotism must stand in the face of this treason. And again, what is happening right now is by design from the ruling elites. Joe Biden is a puppet. He's a front man to it all. But that's what's being exposed. And America needs to wake up and get its brain around that understanding. We just have never thought, because we're too, I don't know, too nice, too well-meaning, so sympathetic, and or whatever you want to call it, or maybe too busy raising our families. But we need to see what's happening with our country at the expense of this American dream. John, you said the U.S. lost the war in 2004. Explain to our audience what you meant by that.
Well, the American government, the State Department, the White House, authored the Constitution for Afghanistan in 2004 that created an Islamic State under Sharia, Islamic law, which is exactly what Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda said was their objective. So we handed them on a silver platter al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, exactly what they were fighting for. So the Taliban doesn't have to now work to impose Sharia. Sharia is in the Constitution thanks to the United States government. And it's out of gross unprofessionalism and ignorance that we did that, because our leaders, 20 years after 9/11, still no idea what they're doing.
John, this all points to what I was going to talk to you about, and that's the security risks that are inside the Armed Services Committee. I mean, every aspect of our military has been so infiltrated. How is it going to be possible, you know, short of an out-and-out revolution, John, for us to gain control of this country once again?
Well, and therein lies exactly what understanding the threat my organization is doing, and that is empowering citizens at the local level to take back, to root out the corruption that includes the infiltration of their local community by the communist and Islamic networks, root this out in all its forms lawfully but very aggressively. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We empower citizens to do that. We teach and educate them how to build up, organize at the local level, build liberty teams, and take back your community, and, as the Constitution requires, reestablish the Republican form of government.
Amen. John, is it possible to do this without firing around?
Well, we believe it is. I think that's an incredibly difficult question, because the system is so broken. And the level of corruption so deep, a lot of these people are not going to go quietly. So I don't know. I pray we can, but I fear at some point these people are not going to just say, well, yeah, you're right, I guess we'll just go home.
Mm-hmm.
Our adversaries, because of the way, quite frankly, thanks to the Republican leadership that has failed for at least a solid decade, they're so entrenched, I don't think they're just going to walk away.
You're exactly right. But, John, to your point, if we don't do something about this, I mean, first of all, I mean, this goes back to one of the first conversations you and I had, and that is you need to understand, you know, what the rules of engagement are, and if you are at war, what you need to do and who the enemy is. All this needs to be defined and understood, and you do this in Understanding the Threats training program that is providing Americans the best resource for winning this war, right?
That's right.
30 seconds left, John. I'm going to let you take us home with that.
I encourage people, go to understandingthethreat.com. Contact us at the contact page. Say, I want to get into the Into Action training program. It is the gateway for building teams at the local level and taking back your community.
Well, the question is, America, is it worth it to you? Is it worth it for you to reclaim your community for the sake of your family and know that you're following the lead of other brave patriots before you that have paid the ultimate price? John Guandolo, thank you for being with us.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Milley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV Wednesday.
Well, it's inconceivable that anybody could be so incompetent, stupid, use any word you want to use, to imagine that you take out your military before you take out your U.S. citizens and civilians and others that maybe helped us.
USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Talk about the Declaration of Independence, and maybe we should review it. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is right for the people, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them that shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Just important admonishment, words, objectives, things that were the foundation you know, principles of our great country. Dr. John Lott joins us right now. John, while we were getting connected here, I thought it was prudent for us to just review even a few paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence to remind people what our government, what the number one job of our government is. It's not critical race theory. It's not global warming. That's not stated in our Declaration of Independence. It is about the security of our country and the people of said country, is it not?
No, I couldn't agree with you more. So, the point of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence was freedom to go and allow people to be able to make the best of their lives in many different ways, and to let them have that type of choice. If the government
was doing their responsible thing by design in protecting the security of our country, then the people could go about their business. If they fail to do so, then everything is compromised. Like right now, I mean, it's gotten to the point where people want to defund police and have done, and here we are, all compromised for the lack of security that is taking place, because we understand the nature of man is such that it cannot police itself. It's just not possible. Police have an important function to provide to our free republic, to make sure it stays free, because you've got bad people that are in play here. In addition to that, our founding fathers were wise enough to say, look it, you know, police can't be everywhere. You just can't have enough police. So, the people by design should be empowered to have the right to protect themselves, hence the Second Amendment right, right?
No, that's right. People often concentrate on the militia clause that's there, but, you know, it was just providing one explanation for why people have it. They don't realize that the Constitution that we had was unique. There hadn't been anything like the U.S. Constitution prior to its adoption, and
yes,
it was supposed to be educational, and so they provided one reason there. But it was, you know, you read the discussions or other things that were going on at the time. You read the debate that occurred when the 14th Amendment was adopted by Congress after the Civil War. They were very conscious of the fact that people needed to be able to go and defend themselves, that the police, as you say exactly, weren't able to go and be there all the time. Or maybe there might even be problems with the police doing things, such as after the Civil War.
Right.
Blacks were facing laws in the South that were disarming them and making it so that they couldn't have guns for protection. And so Congress wanted to say, look, ultimately people are responsible for being able to take care of themselves and protect themselves when the police are either not able to be there or may even have the wrong motive sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And aside from that, John, in terms of self-rule, people had to be responsible. This is why God was so important and our faith was so important, because people with morality and a conscience, you know, would do the right thing. They're not ones to go blasting through a red light, running into people, or, hey, I get ticked off at you, so I just, shoot you to get you out of the way, willy-nilly. And, here we are right now. The demonstration of lawlessness is taking place, and I believe it's in direct ratio to the reduction of the significance of God in our society.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, if people think that there's a God who's kind of looking over their shoulder, I think it puts a real restraint on some people mm-hmm. doing bad things, because they know that they'll ultimately have to answer to God for mm-hmm. the bad things that they do. But if people don't have God in their lives, for a number of people, it removes that restraint. I mean,
exactly.
Well,
and we're talking,
right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking God Almighty here. We're not talking a God that is conveniently designed to allow you to do as you darn well please, like what we're seeing in Afghanistan, raping women, killing women, going in, taking people's heads off, this sort of thing, you know, just oppressing the masses so that you can get control of a nation. You know, even though they say this is in the name of Allah, boy, I'll tell you, you know, the God that I serve does not take his name being misrepresented lightly. And boy, I'll tell you, there is going to be a recompense for the misrepresentation of God by these people in Afghanistan. Mark my words, John. You know, you talk about all hell breaking loose. They have no idea because this cannot continue. Whether it's in Afghanistan, whether it's in the United States of America, you know, we're back doing what they, you know, we read about in the Old Testament, particularly here in this culture, where we're trying to see things according to our own eyes. We're creating our own God that works at our convenience, that accommodates our sin. Well, that's not the way it works. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we dishonor God, we've got hell to pay.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself, so. You know, what's happening over there in Afghanistan is, you know, it breaks one's heart to see the damage that's being done to people there. People who had tried to help out the United States have put their lives, obviously now, clearly at risk in many different ways. And you have many Americans over there, apparently 15,000 Americans who are trapped, plus tens of thousands of people from allied countries who are trapped there. I mean, they didn't even put in the warning for people to leave Afghanistan until last Thursday. So there are lots of people who are trapped and facing the types of dangers that you just described.
Yeah, and like they're supposed to find their way to the airport, like all of a sudden Uber is available. Taliban Uber, please, you know, get me to the airport. I don't think so. I mean, this is all absurd.
Well, they're not letting people through the
perimeter,
ring that they have around the airport.
Yeah, they're they're doing everything they can. The fact that this is happening to America, I mean, this is beyond embarrassment, and the shockwave that is sending forth. Here it is, the number one military, America, freedom, all the good things that America stands for. Is all being tarnished and black-eyed, as Dr. Carol Swain would say.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Lott is with us, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. We're going to talk about Twitter. I mean, it's amazing. Twitter's still blocking information on crimes by leftists. John, I was saying that, the Taliban still has their way in social media here in this country. Amazing, especially when you consider that not so for a former president.
Right. No, I mean, it's pretty amazing how much people get their information from or through social media, independent they are. And if you can go and control the type of information that people get, you're going to affect people's views. I know my kids get a lot of the information that they have from social media. And I've run into problems multiple times now with Twitter, for example. Twitter had originally locked down my accounts after the New Zealand mass public shooter, the mosque killer there. And right. Because what had happened was when that attack occurred, a lot of people were going out there referring to the individual as a right winger. And I had read the person's manifesto, and it was pretty clear that, you know, you read it, this guy. The reason why he had killed the people was that he was an environmentalist. He was upset that these people of color would go and have too many kids, and that he thought that was doing real damage to the environment. And, you know, this guy had views like saying that his ideal government was the communist Chinese and that he wished the entire world had that type of government, that he hated companies and, you know, one can go on down the list, but, you know, I don't think people like you and I would normally identify with the communist Chinese having the ideal government. I mean, you just read from the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution there. And, you know, so I had written a piece in the New York Daily News talking about that and had linked to that in Twitter, and they had cut me out. So anyway, I had a couple incidences like that a couple years ago, and now there was a debate on Twitter where people were citing Newsweek for the fact that the New Zealand killer and the El Paso killer were, you know, examples of these right-wing white supremacist killers. And I said, you know, you might as well just referred them as environmentalist socialist killers. Their motives for doing it, that would be more accurate. And Twitter wouldn't let me put the post up. I have on our website at crimeresearch.org, I have a copy of the screenshot from where I tried to post that response to people. And there's a warning that comes on that says that they would, you know, because of maybe potentially harmful information that I was trying to put out, they wouldn't let me post it. And obviously the people who were posting on the other side had no problem with that. And it's just it's kind of mind-boggling that whatever algorithms that they have there to kind of go and check what you're putting up before you put it up had warned them. And you know, I tried multiple times to put up that information. Each time I tried to do that, I was blocked from doing it. So whether it was just some combination of them being concerned that somebody like me would put up that information or what have you, you know, I don't know, but it was really concerning.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is, we go back to the basic fundamentals of, you know, our First Amendment right and having the conversation that we can talk about these things, John, and be able to report on them. The reason that, you know, Twitter has become, you know, this significant arm and channel for information, it's because the legacy media is not representing these views. And now what's happening is social media is all part and parcel of this cabal to condition and restrict the amount of information that's out there. So then what happens is our young kids who, I don't know, it's been estimated over 80% of their news they get from, you know, their cell phones via, you know, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, so they're getting only one side of the story. So when are they going to find out that there's another side of the story and they've been lied to all this time?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, few people would know, I guess, that the El Paso shooter said that he had the exact same views as the New Zealand shooter, that he also didn't want minorities into the United States because he was concerned that they had too many kids and that was going to go and damage the environment, that he also was a socialist type, you know, and it has a real impact on people's views.
Well, it really does. I mean, because if there's no counter-narrative, John, people get to think it's not so much that they're a copycat. It's just, well, I agree with that. Well, nothing really happened to him. There was no, you know, countervailing position against that, that it was ludicrous. So they think, okay, so next thing you know, you've got a cult following all saying the same thing, notwithstanding that you've already got groups that feel like, you know, blacks are unnecessary. There's too many, like Planned Parenthood. So let's go ahead and kill them and all these young girls' wombs. I mean, you know what, 40% of all abortions happened to blacks in this country. And, you know, meanwhile, this is an entity that is supported by the Democratic Party and those powers, you know, that those prevailing powers in our country. And anymore, if you think it's just the Democrats, you know, like John Guandolo said earlier, you know, America's got to get his brain around the fact that things are happening in this world or in our country at the acquiescence, at the approval of these elite leaders that come from both sides of the spectrum, Republican, Democrat alike.
Yeah, well, you know, I often kind of am awed that you have so many blacks vote for Democrats because it seems like, you know, you were talking before about crime and protecting people. I mean, who do you think gets harmed by the crime that's occurring? I mean, these
riots
and other things that we had this last year. What part of the cities do you think that's occurring? Where do you think the damage is? Who do you think's losing their jobs? Who owns many of the businesses that are there? Who shops in those stores that are being destroyed?
Being looted.
And, you know, you have this narrative that's in the media about racist cops. I, you know, we we did a study at the Crime Prevention Research Center on police shootings. And one of the things that just really struck home was that when a white officer shoots a black suspect, the news media overwhelmingly mentions the race of both the officer and the suspect that was shot. When you have a black officer shoot a black suspect, only the race of the suspect is mentioned. It's not mentioned the race of the officer that did the shooting. And if a black officer shoots a white suspect, the news stories don't mention the race of either the officer or the suspect that are there. And what that does is it makes people think that you overwhelmingly just have white officers shooting black suspects. Our research
exactly
that black officers were actually slightly more likely to go and shoot a black suspect than a white officer was. I mean, there's no statistically significant difference between the two, though. And but when you only hear the mentions of the race in one particular context, it creates a real impression in a lot of people's minds that you're having, you know, this somehow systematic killing of blacks by whites. And so you can't blame many of the people who got, you know, righteously upset and doing the types of riots because they're convinced. I mean, my own daughter, last year I was talking to her about it, and my response is, don't you read your dad's research?
Exactly. It's so funny. I told my oldest son the same thing. I go, you know, what? Exactly. I mean, even our own kids don't even get the message. It's so frustrating after all the hard work we do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's because, you know, they're constantly being bombarded with this information from the media. Mm-hmm. It creates a real impression. If you only hear the media mention, you know, white officers shooting black suspects, you never hear about any other combination that's there. That even when they do hear about a black suspect being shot, and it would have been by, let's say, a black officer, but they don't hear the race of the officer, they fill it in then in their mind that it must be another white officer doing the shooting in that case.
Exactly.
And it has real consequences, and it has consequences that make the media then at least partly responsible for the riots that occurred, for the damage that's
done big time
communities.
Big time. I mean, you think about, you know, we had interviewed Joel Gilbert, who did an incredible documentary on the Trayvon Martin shooting and, you know, and how they refer to George Zimmerman. I mean, to your point, he was a white Hispanic. I remember calling my mother at the time. I go, Mom, I've never heard of a white Hispanic. And she just laughed her head off. She said, what idiot came up with that? I go, well, it's in the news right now. That's a new race now, a white Hispanic. But it was all too exactly just like you said, to fit that convenient narrative, because now you have a white and mostly white Hispanic, you know, white Hispanic, you know, killing a young black boy.
Yeah, sure. Well,
and look, and look what ensued after that. I mean, when you go back to the genesis of all this, this racial strife and everything, you know, this young man that even Barack Obama said could have been his son, right? Well, I'll tell you, have we been set up on this or not, John? And as you say, the propaganda continues. He is the president and founder of Crime Prevention Research Center. Go to crimeresearch.org for more information. Thank you.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.